Hello.
Hello, this is Steven.
This is Sandra.
Oh, hi, good evening. My name is Mary, and I am calling from National Opinion Surveys. I am not selling anything, okay? I'm just conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community. It's just about issues facing your community and the nation. So let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you very much. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
Thank you. Let me ask you, what are the chances you will vote in the November general election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50 or you will not vote?
I will probably vote.
Thank you very much. Now, let me ask you, what is your age?
60.
Thank you very much. And what racial or ethnic group best describes you?
White.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, I want you to please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote in this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote.
8.
Thank you very much. Now, I'm just going to read to you a list of elected officials. After each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job. So, Donald Trump as former president.
I am undecided on particulars.
Okay. Sherrod Brown as senator.
I'm undecided on particulars.
Okay. Marcy Kaptur as congresswoman.
Undecided on particulars.
Okay. Joe Biden as president.
No.
Will you say that you approve or
I would
disapprove?
Not vote for him. Disapprove.
Okay. Do you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat.
Keep in mind that. Okay. Thank you very much. Now I'm going to read to you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you have not heard of that person or institution or are unfamiliar with them, just tell me that. So, Derek Marin.
Unfamiliar.
I'm sorry?
I'm unfamiliar.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much. Republicans in Congress.
What am I doing here? What are you asking me to write something?
Yes. If you have,
am I familiar with the Republican Congress?
No. If you have a favorable or unfavorable impression, or if you have
unfavorable.
Very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable.
Very.
Thank you, Joe Biden.
Unfavorable.
Very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable.
Somewhat.
Thank you. Democrats in Congress?
Unfavorable, somewhat.
Okay, thank you very much. First Energy?
Oh, First Energy, oh boy.
Yeah.
I'm unsure.
Okay, thank you very much, ma'am. Marcy Kaptur? You can say whether you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion.
I'm right in the middle with that one. So favorable, but somewhat.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Donald Trump?
Unfavorable.
Somewhat or very unfavorable?
Very, very.
Thank you very much. Now, if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, will you vote for the Republican or the Democrat?
I neither. I would vote independent.
Okay.
Right
okay.
Now.
Okay. Thank you very much. If the election for president were held today, for whom will you vote? Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, or another candidate?
probably another candidate.
Okay. Thank you very much. And what would be the other candidate?
I don't even know.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were only Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote?
Biden.
Thank you very much. And if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Bernie Moreno and Democrat Sherrod Brown, for whom would you vote?
Sherrod Brown.
Sherrod Brown. Thank you very much. If the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom will you vote? Republican Derek Marion or Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
Marcy Kaptur.
Thank you very much. Is there a chance you might consider voting for Republican Derek Marion, or will you say there is no chance you will consider voting for Republican Derek Marion?
You know what? I'm not sure.
Okay. That's okay. Thank you very much. Now, I'm just going to read to you a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptur. So Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America. It is time for a change. So does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kaptur, somewhat less likely to vote for her, or does it make no difference? If the statement makes you more likely to vote for her, or you don't think it's true, please say so.
I'm undecided at that point. I understand she's a career politician, but I just don't.
She's done more good than bad.
You got to weigh the pros and the cons. She's done more good than bad. I mean, she's not perfect, that's for damn sure, but she's done more good than bad.
Thank you for your opinion, ma'am. Now, we're just going to go through some statements, okay? So I'm going to read to you some statements people have made about Republican Derek Marion. After each statement, I want you to please indicate if it makes you much less likely to vote for them, somewhat less likely to vote for them, or makes no difference. Now, if the statement makes you more likely to vote for them or you don't think it's true, please say so. So, in the state legislature, Derek Marion supported anti-union laws that drive down wages for workers. As mayor of Water Bill, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double, while also cutting employees' sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Marion would stand with those who voted to gut Social Security and Medicare, and will raise retirement age. So do you say that that makes you much less likely to vote for him? Somewhat less likely? No difference? More likely? Or you don't think the statement is true?
I'm not sure if the statement's true.
Okay. Thank you very much. Just give me a minute. Now, Derek Marion has a long and dangerous record of fighting to take away women's reproductive rights. Even though the voters of Ohio voted overwhelmingly to keep abortion access legal, Marion supports a federal ban that would overturn Ohio's law and make abortion illegal, even if the case of rape or incest. Marion even wrote legislation that could ban access to IVF treatments. So does that make you much less likely to vote for him? Somewhat less likely? Makes no difference? Now, the following statement. As a landlord who has received over $100,000 in contributions from real estate special interests, Derek Marion wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water so he and his cronies could save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas. So does that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference? more likely, or you don't think it's true?
I don't think that would be true. That's my opinion. I don't know.
Okay. Thank you very much. Again, keep in mind that there is no wrong or right opinion, okay? So we're almost done with the statements. Thank you for your time. So nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses in military transfers, but Derek Marin voted no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder due to the job to get workers' compensation, Marin even voted no on that. So does that make you much less likely to vote for him? Somewhat less likely? No difference? More likely? Or you don't think it's true?
I'm not going to say I don't think it's true, but I'm unsure of it.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, just two more statements and we're almost done. In the state legislature, Derek Marin sought extravagant upgrades to his office like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmakers' offices. While working families are struggling to make ends meet, the last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us. So based on that, will you say that makes you much less likely to vote for him, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely to vote for him, or you don't think it's true?
Right, I'm unsure.
Okay, thank you. And last statement. After taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in state history, Derek Marin was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now our utility rates are through the roof as we foot the bill for Marin's corruption. So does that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference? More likely, or you don't think it's true?
I don't know if it's true. I don't know.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, based on what you just heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Marin, or will you still vote for Marin?
You know what? You're asking me to give you a decision, and I can't right now.
Again, keep in mind that there is no wrong or right answer. We just want to know, like, your opinion.
Well, if what you were saying, what you were stating was true, was indeed true, then no, I would not vote for him. But I don't know what you were stating was true because I would have to do my own investigation into that.
Absolutely. Thank you, ma'am. So based on that, what do you think is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Marin? Or will you still vote for Marin?
Like I said, I'm not sure. I can't answer that. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. No worries. Thank you very much. So sometimes, over the course of a survey, people change their minds. So I'll ask again, if the general election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom will you vote? Republican Derek Marin or Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
Marcy Kaptur.
Thank you very much. And just one question again. And what will you say is the primary reason not to vote for Derek Marin?
I am a registered Democrat, and that's the bottom line.
Thank you very much. Because you're a registered Democrat, is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Just give me a minute. So this is just for classification purposes. What is the last year of schooling you have completed?
12 with some college.
Okay, some college but not degree?
Nope.
Thank you. Now, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
I'm going to say something else.
Okay, thank you very much. So you say, again, sorry, you said that you're independent or that you're something else?
Something else.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, let me ask you, how important is politics to your personal identity? Will you say that?
I would say important, not very important, but definitely important.
Okay, so that would be somewhat important or not too important?
Somewhat important.
Thank you very much. And one last question. In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Biden.
Thank you very much, ma'am. So this concludes our survey. I'd like to thank you again for your time and your participation. Hope you have a great night.
Okay, you too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.